Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is your brother Elohim live in living color. The question on the board today is, can we govern ourselves? Well, there's been a lot of talk about whether we can govern ourselves. Let me do an assertion. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the enlightened and I will get what I want, okay? The topic for today is, can we govern ourselves? But so let's deal with that for a minute. And why are they pushing at us that we need some type of somebody to run our lives for us, you know? I don't think that we do. I'm having equipment trouble again here. So we're going to do this as long as possible. If we get cut off, I will be back on the air Sunday, okay? So if we get cut off, I'll be back on the air Sunday. So we'll be talking about a few things today. So this is the Elohim Five Tribe Society. We have a lot of things going on. First of all, we missed last week because of the difficulties of having to go buy a new laptop right now. We got five laptops, only one of them are working properly. That's kind of interesting. Sometimes my phone shuts down, not doing what it's supposed to do. So what we're going to do here is we're going to discuss for about an hour, can we literally govern ourselves, you know? And I think we can, you know? We're not going to talk about love today. We're just going to basically just talk about, you know, how government works, what government is, and why we should be participating more in the government that we do have, you know. Now, this is the Elohim Five Tribe Society. We're set up as a trust instrument, which is constitution, everything. The product is going out a little slow because there's a lot of things going on that sort of caught me by surprise. But we're working on correcting that. There's some problems now. One of the problems I'm having is mailing stuff. The stuff that I'm mailing is not getting where it's supposed to be getting in a timely manner. I sent one thing to California, and it actually never got there. And when we checked the post office, they keep saying it's in transit. This was before Christmas that the stuff was sent out. It's almost been a month, and they still haven't gotten the information. So we're going to work on that to try to see exactly what's going on and why these packages aren't getting to where they're supposed to be getting to, okay? I'm just a little bit under the weather, but I wanted to make the show today because I feel that it was necessary. It's important for us to keep in tune and to talk about government. Those of you who are following government, you see what's going on up there in Washington with Donald Trump and Mitch McConnell and the crew, how one man can just put a monkey wrench in so many things, you know. This one guy fought Obama for like 10 years. You know, that's how long Mitch McConnell has to go. And the way the whole thing works is that he brings things to a vote. That's how important your vote is. Unless they can vote, they can't agree or disagree to approve or bring a bill into a law. Once they come up with a bill, it has to come up to a vote so that Senate and Congress can vote on it and to see whether it passes or not. Now, I don't like the system, but I'm thinking about in the 1800s, they did the same thing. They talk about it, but they don't go into it in detail. Where we had a lot of senators, congressmen, all that stuff during that time. It was called a black coal law that they passed and kicked every black person out of Congress and the Senate, every one of them. You can look that up, you know, and with that rule that they have with the with Mitch McConnell having control of the gavel like that, they can do things. Just like they can, like when they protested the vote on Joe Biden. Literally, if enough of them wanted to, they could overturn the election and literally give Donald Trump the president of the United States. I think that will cause almost a civil war. People will fight over that. You know, so I don't think they're going to do that, but they're in a position to do that. That's what I'm saying. So those of you out there who don't value your vote, I'm going to talk to you why you should value that vote. I have people look at me sideways because I vote. If they have voting on the moon, I'd be going to the moon to vote. I'm telling you. Because I know the value and the significance of it, okay? Now, we have a society set up whereas the people will run the society themselves, all right? Now, we won't have no one person with a gavel like Mitch McConnell, okay? Each thing is brought up based on the date that it was submitted for a voter for us to talk about, okay? That's why the minutes are so important. I have to get some people to take minutes. That's why minutes are so important, so that when somebody brings something to the table, we'll be able to we'll have a date and a time stamp on it, so that will be one of the first things come up that we vote on. Now, we have set up a trust. A trust instrument is what they call an indenture agreement. And then we have that which the indenture agreement ties into, which is 300 pages. It's a 300-page book called Tyrannical Scriptures, Complete Volume. There's a constitution, there's protocols, everything is in there that you need if you're going to run your business. If you're going to set up a church or whatever you're going to do, everything is in there for you to do that and be successful at it. It took a while to put all that together, but it is there, you know. And my problem is that the people need this, the members need this book as quickly as possible. And we're having a slowdown from the post office, and UPS, all of them. I don't know. Well, you know, Big Brother, they play rough. And then there's a lot going on with me. I'm kind of like overworking over here. And so I'm a little bit under the weather because of what's going on. So remember that if you want to comment or if you have something to say about can we govern ourselves or any questions about the society that we're dealing with, that we're running ourselves, just hit one and it will let me know that you have your hand up and you have something to say. And I'll bring you in right away. Now, we don't use your name. We just use the last four digits of your phone number. And that will let you know that we're talking, that your mic is open and that you can say something, okay? Okay. Now, the government, let's just talk about how the government is set up so you can better understand what's going on up there, you know? I've told all the people who are going to be so far who have pledged to be a part of the society, I sent them a text, a link where they can go to USEF L Common Law Trust or How to Manage Trust or USEF L, because he explains it pretty good, but that's just an introductory. It's like a 3-hour webinar that I want everybody to listen to so they can have some kind of understanding of what a trust is and how it works, okay? When you do sign up to be a member of the order, we give you a complete book on trust. If the government let me get it to you. This is why they started the Pony Express back in the day, because when we were at war with Britain, Britain was interrupting the mail from the current government. And they started Pony Express in order to get their mail to them. So we might have to come up with a different methodology of delivering our systems to each other, you know. We'll work that out. Everything costs money, but we'll work that out, you know. So the question on the board is, can we run government ourselves? Now, the United States government is actually a trust, you know, so you can understand how this thing really works. United States citizens are actually trustees, and the people that we vote for Congress, mayor, all these people that we're voting for are what we would call trust managers. They're managing the trust for you, because actually the beneficiaries of the trust is actually the children. That's why they put so much emphasis on the children, and they come up with a little scheme through the birth certificate so that they can control your children, okay? Let me just explain just for a minute how this scheme works. When the child is born, especially if you're born in the hospital, you have 30 days to register your child. If you don't register your child, right, then your child is listed as abandoned, and then they give you a birth certificate, okay? The birth certificate is it's actually a straw man, but we'll get into that in a minute. But the birth certificate is actually the state taking ownership of your abandoned child, because you don't know that you have to claim ownership of the child when a child is born. That's why when you have children and you go to have a divorce, you have to file for which one is going to get custody of the child, because at the point, you don't have custody of the child. The state has custody of your children. This is why they can send DHS in and do whatever they want to do with your child, because the child is not yours. You abandoned the child because you didn't file for custody of the child within 30 days. You have to file for custody over the child within 30 days or the child is listed as abandoned, okay? And the birth certificate gives them ownership of the child. Now, there's another trick that goes with that too, okay? The birth certificate is a commercial instrument. Okay, I'm going to say that again. The birth certificate is a commercial instrument. So they have two registrars. This is the government of that child. Okay, one is the actual child, and the other one is the corporation that's set up to control the child. I mean, I'm gonna run through this a little slow. Just to give you the tricks that these guys be playing on you, because you don't know what's going on, okay? Now remember, if you have a comment or question or something you want to say, just press 1 and I'll open up your mic. We don't mention your name, I'll mention the last 4 digits of your phone number, okay? So remember, when that child is born, you have to file for custody of the child within 30 days, okay? Okay, now the straw man is, that's what they call the corporation that's set up to control your child. This is what they use to make money off your child's name. Because once the child is born in the United States, the child becomes, I'm not sure how this works. If the child is a beneficiary and a trustee, because you can be a beneficiary and a trustee, as long as you're not the only beneficiary and trustee, okay? There's little rules that they throw in there that we might not know about. But so the child becomes a beneficiary and a trustee, okay? Now, once that happens, they're borrowing money based on the child's ability to make money as the child begins to develop in the United States, all right? Now, the birth certificate that they use, they trade this birth certificate all over the planet. If you ever file to get the birth certificate, that's a whole other issue there. But the straw man, this is why the straw man, the one entity which they call the straw man, is in all capital letters. When certain bills and stuff come to your house, it's in all capital letters, not lowercase. That's the straw man, the one that they're using to make money off your child, off of you, basically. And so you have the straw. So the straw man is not a real person, okay? The straw man is not a live entity, but a commercial entity. And you, with lower caps, you're the actual real entity that the state uses to make money off of, okay? But you're the one that has the right to vote. Now, the straw man don't have the right to vote. You have the right to vote. That's why you have to put your signature okay? And nobody signs their signature in all caps. Think about that, okay? And when you sign your signature, you're not signing a signature in all caps. So that's the real trustee signing off or taking taking responsibility for what the straw man, okay, has accumulated. And the straw man has accumulated trillions of dollars in debt that the trustee has to pay for through your taxes and other things that you're doing, okay? I'm just giving you an idea of what's going on. You can research all of the stuff that I'm telling you. You can look it up. This is why we don't have leaderships in the Elohim Five Tribes Society of the Constellation of Elohim does not have leadership, because we want to take that crutch from you. We don't want you depending on somebody else to do things for you. You have to do it for yourself. That's why I always relate to the Bible. Now, remember, if you have a question or anything about society or whatever, just press 1, and we can dialogue, because I'm not really supposed to talk for a whole hour. We're supposed to be dialoguing back and forth, so those of you on the line. But it's okay, because there's so much to say, so much to talk about in this particular area. And I do want to give a shout-out to my brother, Will I Am, because he's been teaching this stuff for a while, you know, and he's very adept with this stuff. And I love my brother, and I just give him a shout-out when I can, especially on Mondays when we're talking about the society, okay? Now, that's one of the tricks that they use. That's one of the tricks that they play on you when you, as you're sojourning in America. There's a lot you don't know about governing, how to govern yourself, you know, and so the question that's on the board is, can we govern ourselves? I think we can, okay? Now, as we sojourn forward as a society, you're going to remember all of the leaders are going to come against us. They're going to be talking about us like adults because we don't need them no more. We don't need the T.J. Jakes and the Olsen and the so-called leaders and the Farrakhan. We don't need those leaders no more. And we're telling you, you don't need those type of systems because these guys are living fantastically in their little million-dollar homes and people are sleeping on the street. There's something wrong with that. There's something wrong with all of that. So what do we do about it? The question is, what do I do about it? What I've done, I put the call out, was to form a society, which is already formed, and people are joining, which is good, you know. There is a relapse in the information getting to the people because you need these books. And trouble getting the books to you. Like I said, I'm a little bit under the weather, so I might not be able to go for the whole hour, but I'm going to go as long as I can because I'm supposed to be on my way to the one of the medical institutions. But I wanted to make Sunday and Monday certain things I wanted to do before I went because, you know, what these people are going to do when I get there. But I do have to go. Okay. Now let's finish going through this here. As a society, what we've set up is very interesting because I think we need leadership, but each individual have to lead themselves. You have to figure out what you want and see what society is for is to help you get what you want. We have to figure out how do we make money for ourselves. Most of the organizations, the people that are making money, the money that's coming in, it depend on the United States and what they have set up, okay, to make money through jobs or whatever that you're doing. And we take a little bit of our money and we give it to them in dues and donations and stuff like that there. And which is that comes from the Bible, 10% going into a centralized location for the people that are part of the association, so that they need money or to borrow money or they need something going on in homes or if they need money for business to set something up, they're supposed to be able to get it. But I don't remember. I could be wrong, but I don't remember anybody borrowing money from the church to set up their businesses. You know, I'm not saying that that's on I'm not saying that that don't happen, but I haven't known it to happen, okay? Most of the churches, they are constantly building bigger venues to draw in more money because the power of the planet is the people. Think about that. You are the power of the planet. Without you, nothing can happen. Nothing could go. There would be no taxes. There would be no government. There would be no nothing without you. So you are very important to whatever institution or government that's going on, okay? And this is what we're dealing with. So as a society, now I've invested some of my money to set up some things to bring money to the society. Well, since I put out the call, you know, I didn't talk the talk. Now I got to walk the walk. And it takes at least about $30,000 or $40,000 to set a society up properly, okay? And this is what I've decided to do. We're going to set the society up, and as the society begins to grow, you'll see the benefits of being a part of the society that we're setting up, you know? I like the term I, because if the eyes are involved, then we can say we. But if the eyes ain't here, we ain't here. So I like the term I, although the leaders don't like you to use the term I, because that means you as an individual are standing up to do something, and you don't need nobody to hold your hand to get it done. You just go ahead and get it done, okay? I don't need anybody to hold my hand to start something that we all can benefit from, you know? I just step up and do it. And as you get your books and you begin studying the information, you'll see that there's so much that you can do. You have so much potential. That's one of the reasons why I like the Bible as a code book, because it tells you you're God. That means you have unlimited potential, okay? And if you have unlimited potential, that means that you can really accomplish what you will. What God would say, up you mighty nation and accomplish what you will, you can do it. The systems that we're using now, the founding fathers, I'm not talking about George Washington and them, they're not the founding fathers. Plus the misinformation that he put out. President Hansen and them, that set up a Continental Congress, they're the actual founding fathers. George Washington and them are the founding thieves. They stole the government under a military coup under George Washington, okay? And that's when they instituted all of the racism and sexism and all that stuff. You know, they don't like women. They don't like nobody. You know, these racist people, you know, they don't like nobody, okay? That's how their mindset works. And once they stole government, they went on and, George Washington started a war with Britain because President Hansen and them was at war with Britain. Because part of the colonies, they were Bretonians, you know, because we've got to remember, Britain emptied their jails and just sent people over here with no food, no nothing. And we've been under the under our culture, which is really what you saw. That's the culture that we're under. We had compassion for these people, showed them how to eat. We wouldn't let them starve. We wouldn't let them die. So the people had a working relationship with the indigenous people of the country. And you'll find that's going on right now. The regular people, they don't have a problem with working with anybody. If you look at the tapes on Black Lives Matter, all five tribes were present. Black, brown, red, yellow, and white. They were all out there protesting, having a fit because of what's going on, okay? The problem is when one tribe tried to dominate the other four tribes. And that's what's been going on for the last, couple hundred years. Well, I would say a good 100 years, basically, because right after the Civil War, that's why a Civil War was fought here in this country, because a lot of the white tribe felt as though that it wasn't right for one tribe to dominate and persecute other tribes like they were doing. So that's what the war was all about. When it came down to equality, as far as how the government was going, setting up things through the vote and all that, that's where we began to lose. We lost the peace, We won the war, but we lost the peace. Having said that, I'm going to have to explain what I mean by peace. Peace is an act of war against war. All these people I hear around some peace, brother, they don't know that they just declare war on that person. It's a war of attrition, and that's what the Southerners did. The Southerners were fighting a war of attrition, okay, against the Union. They wanted through the vote. That's how they did it. They did it through the vote. Now, the Republican Party was the party for the people that at first when it was first set up. And what they did, the Southerners, the racist Southerners, come up with what they called the Dixiecrats. They were called the Dixiecrats. They come up with a Democratic Party. And it was the Democratic Party, the racist party, I guess the non-racist party was Republican, but they were losing. So what they did, as many of them as possible, joined the Republican Party. And they began taking over the Republican Party. And as the Republican Party got worse and worse, the people who had compassion and love in their heart, who was following the Whitechapel culture, they got out of the Republican Party and they swallowed them into the Democratic Party. Now they done flipped the script. Now the racist Democratic Party is the Whitechapel culture, and the Republican Party is the dog-eat-dog culture. It's amazing how things go, but all this was done through the vote, all right? Now, we can sign up with both parties. We don't all have to be Democrats. We can be Republicans, too. So we can sign up into both parties. And this was because of the agreement that we have with the Constitution. Now, you notice each person that's sworn in has to take an oath to the Constitution, because the Constitution is the trust instrument that they're running the country on, all right? It's like when you sign up, you have to take an oath to follow Tyrannical Trip's complete volume, which is 300 pages. Everything is in there, how to treat each other, how to love each other, how to exercise what we have to do. And there's also a part in the book, okay, that covers the dog-eat-dog culture. Now, well, let's talk just for a minute. Now, remember, you can press 1, ask questions, make comments at any given time, okay? I'm prepared to talk for 2 or 3 hours, but I'd really rather dialogue. Okay, anyhow, President Hansen and them, they knew the danger of the dog-eat-dog culture, but they knew you have to have the dog-eat-dog culture for your military, because you have to protect yourself from the dog-eat-dog people, because they're always coming. The dog-eat-dog culture, they take what they want. They see something they like, and they take it. If they don't have the military strength to take it right away, they do like they did with the indigenous people here. They make a peace treaty with you, okay? Now, remember what I said about the peace treaty? The peace treaty is an arms race, okay? Whoever can get the biggest and the baddest army gonna come after you, and they're gonna break the peace treaty, come and take what you have. Okay, so President Hansen and them, being aware of this, they set the system up so that the civilian government will run the military government. This is why President Trump, as a civilian, is in charge of the military, because only the reap what you sow culture can control the dog eat dog culture, but it has to be in your law that the reap what you sow culture is in the dog eat dog culture. Okay, the reap what you sow culture is controlling the dog eat dog culture. I still got people calling me. I don't know why they call me on the day that I'm on the air. Unless they can't hear me or something's wrong or something out there. Well, anyway, according to my board, everything's working. Everything's working just fine. So we're going to keep going. Okay. So President Hansen and them, the founding fathers, they're the real founding fathers, okay? When they set this thing up, they were smart enough to know how that thing worked, And it's been working fine so far, you know. But the dog-eat-dog people have taking control. After about 100 years, the doggy dog people started taking control of government. It started with the Black Coal Law. When they passed the bill, when they got enough people in office to pass the Black Coal Law, and all the black people stuff that we had in Congress and senators and all that, just like we're doing right now, they passed a law and kicked all the black people out of Congress. Okay, only white males were able to be a part of the congressional bodies, Congress and the Senate. Even they wouldn't let their wives be a part of this thing. You know, there was no women, just only white males. This is how the doggy dog people play, you know, because they put out certain information when you're little about being a man. Well, I'm a man. You know? Anyhow, the Bible says that you're more than a man. That's why I like that book. Okay, so once that happened, the race was on. It was all about peace. So since it wasn't about a military buildup in reference to running a country, it was about a people buildup. They had to get control over the people's minds to believe in a certain way of life, to believe a certain thing, okay? Now, because they got in there with the vote, this is why they got statues of Robert E. Lee and all those racist people set up down there. That's why the statues are there. Because, well, first of all, they prevented you from voting. That's how important the vote was. They would not let you vote. And they knew women have compassion. They know you females have compassion for every little thing, you know? And they knew that. So they wouldn't let the women vote either. Only their racist male leaders will vote, and their children, okay? And this is how they begin to set that 1% up in this country here. And they kept this thing going. And after they passed the Black Coal Law and kicked all the black people out of Congress, and we've been fighting ever since then to gain back enough power to bring some kind of remedy to the people. And according to the Internet, it's not according to me, according to the Internet, we did not get back control, to reap what you sow, people, did not get back control over the country until the second term of Bill Clinton. That's something to think about. That's how long they've been in control. The doggy dog people have been in control of the country that long. Mitch McConnell had control of the gavel for 10 years. He blocked everything Obama was trying to do. That's why he had to use so many 276 executive orders, I think it was, that he had to put out just to try to get things done. And the first 2 years of Trump's administration was to undo all of the things that was being done by Obama under the reap what you sow culture, to bring it back toward the doggy dog culture. Okay, that's why he was putting so much emphasis on race and hatred and all that. This is how the doggy dog culture functions. Okay, that's how Hitler came to power, through the doggy dog culture. We're the, what do they call the Aryans? We're the Aryans, the master race. We're the best, and everybody else has to be our slaves. We go in and we take what we want, doggy dog culture. And that's what he did until everybody got together and came after him and kicked his little butt and tried to put things back similar towards the reap what you sow culture, where there be some kind of compassion on the planet. All right. There's some things going on our planet too, but we're not going to talk about that today. We only got a few minutes here. like I said, I'm a little bit under the weather. So if you don't mind, we need this information. I feel so bad because I really want you to understand how government works and what your place is in this government. You are a trustee, and your vote is to push the government in the right direction. That's what your vote is for. And you're supposed to be raising your children under one of these political systems. Whatever political system you believe in, you should be raising your children under that system. If you believe in democracy, then set your house up as a democracy. If you believe in dictatorship, set your house up as a dictatorship. If you believe in socialism, set your house up as a socialist house. so that your children can be aware of what the political arena is all about. We have been raising our children under the church, our homes under the church, and the church works, the church is under the control of the doggy dog portion of the government. So although the church and state are supposed to be separate, they're not really functioning like that. So in your home, you're not raising your house as a political house. You're raising as Christians or Muslims or Hebrews or Hindus or Israelites, whatever you're calling yourself out there. That's how you're raising your house. And that don't bring you to power. It brings you to influence, but not power. Sometimes you can influence power with money. Okay, that's you can influence power with money, but it don't bring you power. You have to ask yourself, why are we still protesting in the streets? Think about that for a second. Because we don't know how to get. Well, we're learning. We're learning how to come back to power. That's why we got to fight. We have to. This rumble is on, and you got to remember, this is your country. This is your land. It don't belong to them people up there that you vote for, okay, to manage things for you. It don't belong to them. When you say government, a lot of us speak about the government as if the government is separate from ourselves. We are the doggone government. You know, yeah, like I said, I'm a little bit under the weather, so you have to excuse me a little bit. When I leave here, I came back from the hospital to put together some things, because some things were supposed to go out last Monday, didn't go out. I apologize. I wanted them to go out today, but they didn't go out today. I got to go back to the clinic now. In fact, the only way to get me in a few minutes to take me back over to the hospital. But when you want something done, you have to overcome. You have to overcome a lot. And there's a thing out there called targeting. Oh, boy. Certain people know what I'm talking about. Certain people don't. So it's a constant battle. It's a constant fight. But you can overcome anything if you know who you are. I am God. Okay? That's what Elohim means. I call myself Elohim. Why are you calling yourself Elohim? It means El means God, O-H, God-O, I am. I am. That's what Elohim means. We are all Elohims. And once we realize that we have the potential, and right now we're not living up to our potential because we don't know who we are. Well, I'm a man. Well, I'm a woman. I'm a queen. I'm a king, you know. But those, giving yourself those titles, it's hard for you to live up to your potential because it restricts you mentally as to what you can do. Okay? This is what's going on. And now, the Bible as a code book, okay, letting you know that you have no limit. Only limit that you have is a limit that you put on yourself. You want riches, you want a fame and all that, you can get all of it if you want to. Because you got it like that, you know? The greatest enemy that you have right now is the one in the mirror. You got to overcome that person that's in the mirror and get rid of everything that you have been taught while you were caught up in the matrix. Well, most of us are caught up in the matrix. We're still in the matrix, period. And so now you can be in the matrix and go along with the get along, or you can be, step outside of the matrix and watch what's going on in the matrix and make change. This is what you run in government is all about. You know, don't say, oh, the government this, the government. No, if something's going wrong with the government, it's on you. You have to get in there and try to change it. You have to get in there and make a difference because you can. You got it like that. Okay, now we have a society. I just want more of us to come into the society so that we can begin making change, so that we can let people know that we do not need somebody holding us by the hand to take us around the corner. We can get there ourselves. You can lead yourself. You do not need a leader. Oh, now the leader's going to be on me like a bug. be all over my case. They're going to vilify me. They're going to call me everything under the sun. Once this private system that we're setting up hits the public airways, when they find out that their children in the churches and mosques and synagogues are starting to drift in this direction, they're going to come after us. And it's okay, you know, because they're not going to succeed. Because who are they going to target? Because everybody's running this thing, not just one person. So they have to come up with everybody at the same time. And, you know, everybody in a society is not evil. Everybody in a society is not good either. But it's going to be hard for them to target. It's going to be hard for us to shut it down. That's why in your book, when you get your book, you'll see that it says the only leader that we have is Jesus Christ. So if you got a problem, take it up with our leader. Go call Jesus. You know, get on his case. He's the one in charge. You know what I mean? What are they going to do with that? See, it's a thought process. You follow what I'm saying? So they can't come after you or me. And it says in your indenture agreement that, you know, that the trustees and beneficiaries are not liable for what the society does. You have to come after society. See what I'm saying? You have to come after Jesus. You know, let them go argue with Jesus the Christ if they want to argue about what's going on. It's a thought process. Just think about where we're going. Think about what I'm doing here, you know. Here they come in. Who's in charge here? Jesus in charge. Well, where is this Jesus at? We have a little, we'll have a little booth in our building where they can go in. Like, you know how like the Catholic Church, they have a little booth that you can go in and talk to the priest. Well, we're going to have a little booth on there where they can come in and talk to Jesus, you know. You have a complaint? Okay. If you're not, you're a member of the society? No. Okay, well, if you have a complaint, you have to talk to one of our leaders. You have to talk to our leader. Where's your leader? He's over there in that little booth over there. Well, what's his name? Jesus the Christ. Go complain. Complain all you want. I mean, it's a thought process. But these are some of the things that you have to do to offset the dog-eat-dog people. Because they'll make up stuff, they'll set people up and all that stuff. If they think that you're in charge of something, you don't have to be doing nothing. Look at all the leaders that we have. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Look at all the leaders that we have that are stuck in prison. We got Dr. York. We got, what's the brother's name? From the MOVE organization, John Africa. Who else we got? All of the locked up. Excuse me. They locked up all the Panthers. I mean, anybody that's coming up with something that's going to benefit the people, they're throwing them in jail, and they make stuff up for them. And they don't have to be spiritual leaders. It's like the guy that was playing guitar. I forget his name now, but they locked him up for transporting a white woman across states. You know what I mean? Minor. He don't know how old a female was. He took the ones that, you know how musicians do. They be out there, and they locked him up. And then it took all his music. The Beach Boys and the Beatles and all them stuff stole his music. When he got out of prison, he got paid because he sued him and got the rights to all his music and stuff. But I'm just telling you, he was influencing the children with his music. I can't think of brother's name. I apologize, but they would influence his music, and and they locked him up on trumped up charges. Same thing they did to Garvey. He locked him up for mail fraud because he sent something through the mail. You know what I mean? All it was a pamphlet telling him what he was going to do, and that's what he was doing. But they'd come up with anything against you. They'll make up something they have to. You know, it don't have to be true. You know what they're talking about, and normally what they get the leaders on is some kind of sex thing or something or whatever. You know what I mean? That's where they go at first. Even Brother Battles, they used to run the UNIA. They tried to get him on some kind of sex stuff, but all the people that they used said no, he didn't do nothing. He didn't do anything. That's what I'm talking about. He was head of the UNA at the time when I was there. You know, they tried to get him. I mean, this is what they do, you know. They tried to get Noble Charlie. They locked up Elijah Muhammad. I mean, they will lock up anybody on something that's trying to do something for the people. And when you think about it, when you think about Mitch McConnell and $1,200, come on, man. You know, the 1% just got over $1 trillion tax break. And he worried about giving the people $1,200 on dollar. Don't want them to have it either, you know. quantity has captured 365 million people in the country. If you gave each person $1 million, that would be $365 billion. That's less than a half a trillion. Okay, for $365 billion, they can give everybody in America $1 million, and it's not going to kill us. As long as they don't put nothing in there with it, just a straight check of $1 million to every American citizen. And we got the money's there with the fiat currency. They just print up as much as they want. It ain't backed by nothing. Anyhow, that's a whole nother story. But at any rate, those that are on the line, I want to thank you so much for calling in. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit under the weather. So we're going to close out just a few minutes earlier, and then I'm have to go into this medical institution and let them do some MRIs, whatever they're going to do. I really didn't want to go in. I called to talk to them about it. The doctor said, come on in. I'm worried about that coronavirus, because once they get you in there, they can say and do whatever they want. You know what I mean? And these people, they've been on my face for a minute, but they've been hacking all my stuff. But I want to go. And right now I want to tell you that I love you guys. Thank you so much for being on the line. I'm going to shut that just a few minutes early. Remember, study up on trust. Learn as much as you can about trust. I hope I gave you a little bit of understanding of how the government works and what they're doing and the tricks that they're using on you to slow you down, okay? And I will be, well, as soon as I get back from the medical place, I'll give everybody a call and learn about how I'm doing and let you know exactly what's going on, okay? Remember, love is to act and make others feel good. Go and have a feel good year. Happy New Year to you guys. Much love.